Well, these two women who are coming out of church, so they saw a lizard man running along the tree line.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing it's a hunter dragging something. No? One of these coon hunters they keep talking about so much?
Somebody well endowed walking backwards.
So, yes. A very lucky band.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bringing
it. I'm just exploring all the
You're
possibilities.
You're just trying to be without. It's not lizard man at all.
No.
Dong man is out there. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Perfect.
So, et voila. Okay, so why don't you kick off with listener mail. Katie has got some listener mail from a listener we love. We love all of our listeners, but we especially love listeners who write us at heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Yeah, so anytime send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com, and we will read it on the air, and we'll say loving things about you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, so this is from Sid. Okay, Sid says, hello, I heard your question about praying mantis robots on your latest episode, and well, I am so, so sorry.
Oh, no. Did he find something?
Regretfully, Sid.
Oh.
And then there's an asterisk. Maybe don't Google praying mantis robots, like, ever. Because we were talking about how every creature, there's a robot for every creature, except for the praying mantis, which is the deadliest of creatures.
Well, I actually found a deadlier creature.
No.
It's like some kind of shrimp madness. That they're trying to make the model robots on. So let's hear what Sid has to say.
I'm going to dispute that. I think the praying mantis is the deadliest.
It's worse. Well, when you hear about what this shrimp can do.
I don't need to know about that. Because let's focus on this praying mantis.
Okay. So did...
The praying mantis, by the way, I mean, throughout history has been noted as the aggressive killer that it is.
Yeah.
And even karate moves are modeled after the praying mantis.
Where I'm from, and probably where you're from too, because we're not that far apart, the praying mantises are huge.
Yeah.
They can be like almost a foot long. I don't know if they're crazy.
Yeah. All right. And you're not allowed to kill them because they're protected.
That's what they say. But it's not like someone jumps out. It's like, ha
ha! Oh, that was terrifying as a child. Because you'd see a praying mantis, it's like, don't kill it or you'll be arrested.
I think they're putting that word out. Yeah. I think the praying mantises are behind that.
Okay, this is there was a link Sid sent saying building a praying mantis robot. The praying mantis insect is an interesting model for mobile robot design because its front legs are used for both locomotion and manipulation.
Ooh, killing. Why don't they just say that? For murder and death.
Yeah. A prototype praying mantis robot called Chiara Mantis is...
Why?
Why not?
Chiara Mantis?
Okay. Chiara.
What about Johnny
Kira.
Mathis? My mom's favorite. Chances are, you're going to get killed. Okay. So, what about Chiara Mantis?
It is presently under construction in my lab. Not my lab. But
okay, who's wrote it?
It's roughly the size of a small dog. Why would they do that?
That's already way too big. Like a 17-pound dog?
Johnny Mathis praying mantis. Chances are.
Chances are. You'll be devoured. Yes.
The robot uses a Robotus Dynamixel MX-46.
And are you making this up?
I'm not.
Dynamixel?
And a Microsoft Kinetic for the head.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what any of those things are.
I'm looking
you
for
lost
a
me after your Johnny Mathis
to work.
Joke. I'm lost after that. A callback, and I'm like, huh? Okay.
So he's looking for a student to work on the next generation mantis, building on what they've learned from the first prototype. The guy who made this prototype.
Okay. He's actually saying right now, if anybody out there wants to work on this, chances are.
Improvements to the legs, arms, and thorax design should make the robot better balanced, improve its power efficiency, and increase its range of motion.
Great. Make it deadlier. Yeah. Right now, it can only devour a small child.
Yeah. As part of this research, a student will also use SolidWorks to design robot components and a laser cutter and 3D printer to fabricate these components.
The fact that this is out there makes me think that a lot of students are like, yeah, there's a lot better stuff going on. Yeah. I'm not really interested in this mantis project.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you very much. I'm working on the bat project that was mentioned on Hey You Know It last week.
Right, right. But man, if this goes down, I mean, we're really doomed.
A small dog is too large for this. It like, how big do they want these things to be before I have to come out swinging? Because I'm telling you right now, if I saw that shit, I'm going to try to stomp on it. Maybe a small dog is, yeah, anything that's the size of something I can stomp on is probably not safe.
Right.
Because I will. That'll be the first thing I do is stomp on it. Chances are, I'm going to stomp the shit out of this thing.
Just one more time, can we say together?
Chances are.
No, the whole title. Johnny Mathis praying mantis, colon. Chances are you'll get killed.
That's long. Johnny Mathis praying mantis, yes. is the name.
Is the name.
Colon. Chances are you'll get killed. Right. I like it.
Yeah.
Johnny Mathis praying mantis.
Thank you so much, Sid.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sid rocks. All right. So I just want to follow up then. I know you said you didn't want to hear about this shrimp thing, but it really, really creeped me out. And I wish I had the picture to go along with it. So we're always complaining about how people are designing robots after things that are freaky. Uh-huh. Like what Sid just sent us.
I know. God.
All right. Segue.
All right. This is an article that I stumbled across, and it says, why strong friendships are key to men's mental health.
Okay.
This is about guys.
Yeah. And apparently, we reported on the past how apparently it's very difficult for men to make new relationships as they get older and to maintain them. They don't have the social clubs that they used to have. Or
they're not doing the sports.
Yeah, the sports or the, you know, hanging out the VFW.
All right, so it starts out this...
A very stereotypical male I just came up with there.
That's basically, it's true. It's a Philadelphia physician has been attending a men's friendship lab for 20 years.
Friendship lab?
Yeah. So this is a doctor, and he's in Philly, and he said that he lived inside his head, rarely expressing himself with his heart. And his inability to open up wasn't good for his first marriage or his second.
Okay.
And also friendships with other people. He was just very isolated. This is what happens to a lot of men.
Yeah.
They just get very isolated.
Well, they're not encouraged to really put themselves out there. Like, I've talked to some of my male friends. So I'm like, why don't you guys, you know, go out and meet more people? They're like, how?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how do I do this? How do I go out and meet other men that you just want to be friends with?
Right.
You know, I think it'd be a lot easier if you want to sleep with a guy and you're a guy.
Yeah.
Then you know where to go. But if you just want to, like, go to a bar and pick up a guy in a platonic way,
how do you do it? Yeah. Right. No, I think that's, you have to join clubs and organizations.
For us, it's easy. I could be like, nice shoes. Boom. We're having Cosmos.
Right. He said, I don't want to get divorced again, and I don't want to go through this thing with a broken family with kids. It's very painful. And he says, looking back on his life, he made these mistakes. I frequently would make assumptions and would mentally go over things in my head at home all the time, assuming that, for example, my wife was thinking or feeling something without her saying.
So he wasn't asking her.
He wasn't asking her. He just assumed.
Yeah.
No communication.
Nice one.
You know, and he felt so frustrated about how to develop more intimacy in the relationship, and things got so bad that his second wife was like, get out.
Wow. So he didn't learn from the first one.
Yeah.
He's like, well, that didn't work. Let me just do it again.
And he was lonely and was not benefiting from any kind of closeness. You have to be close with people in order to, you know, as a human being.
Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but he just
couldn't get it together.
Can't communicate, and he can't open up emotionally. And this is something that happens to a lot of men.
Hence the lab.
So he said, like, that happened 20 years ago, and you know, they went to a marriage counselor, but it wasn't enough really to help. So then
she was trying to get up out of there.
Yeah, because the burden then is on the wife to handle all of the emotional.
It's hard if you are with somebody in a relationship with someone and you are their sole support.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely, when I was dating when I was younger, I was always on the lookout to make sure that I was dating guys who had friends.
Yes.
Because they need to go be with guys sometimes and not with me.
Yeah. Because they rely on you for that emotional support and their social life, too.
Exactly.
And so then you're setting up these things and they're like, oh, I don't want to do it. It's like, well, what do you want to do?
Yeah. I'm not going to watch the game with you.
Yeah. So he went to another therapist who recommended he join a friendship lab. And it's a therapeutic group of 5 to 7 men who learn how to become more comfortable opening up about their problems.
Wait, do they become friends with each other?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I imagine these guys probably go to the friendship lab. They're already having problems. They discuss stuff. And then they're not friends with each other. Like, they go back out. You know what I mean?
No. These are the same guys in their own community that can be functioning fairly well, but personally feel disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having these same kind of feelings of isolation.
And then they go get group therapy, kind of a thing.
Yeah, they kind of do that together. And they learn how, you know, the way that they're taught, the way men are brought up, it's they're emotionally restrained, keeping things close to the vest, being in control, independent, and competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't open up and develop any of these.
So what do they do in the group?
If they talk to each other. It's a safe venue for them.
Oh, so I'm thinking it was like activities.
Yeah.
Then I like go out and like test it out. You know what I mean? Like try to be, because my natural inclination, if I'm in a group of people afterwards, I'm like, who's drinking?
Oh no.
Like even if it's a meeting of people who have a hard time going out, it's like, no, come on.
Oh no. If a guy tells you he has a good friend, he may see them once every 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's weird.
Isn't that the strangest thing?
It's strange to me.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's not strange, but it seems weird to me. I have friends that I don't see very often, but that's 3 to 5 years. If you don't hear from me for 3 years, fuck off.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's the message, right? How, like, friends of ours who live far away, like, how often do you, what's the most amount of time that usually goes between contacting a friend? And I mean, like, social media, texting, email, everything.
Everything. Oh, gosh. Different friends?
Yeah. That's not more than, like, 6 months.
No.
Yeah.
No. I talk to everybody at least a couple of times a year.
Yeah. A couple times a year.
Yeah.
And is there certain times a year, like at towards the end of the year, that's when I'm like, oh, who haven't I talked to in a while? And then I go through, you know, my list of people and kind of contact people. Hey, Happy New Year, or, you know, holiday season, or that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's the social media, so you're just kind of keeping in touch with each other that way.
Yeah.
And then you can shoot them a text or an email, something specific just for them. And
it's not like general.
Yeah.
What's up? And I just send that to everybody. Yeah. Just CC everybody on that. Make it real personal.
And then if you want to do something with them, I mean, and something with, that you have a common interest in comes up, you get in touch and get together.
My thing is, I don't like to talk to people on the phone. We don't talk on the phone.
No.
I don't like to talk to people on the phone in general, and I think that makes it harder. You know? Like, if I were a phone talky person, then I think I would talk to people more often, mm-hmm. and I could be in touch with them. But I just like to set things up by text. Like, I really like to be in person with my friends, if I can be.
Right. Same thing here. And if you really have to have a discussion, you have a discussion.
Yeah, I don't like to Skype it. That's the worst. Because you don't need to see what's going on with my hair at home. All right, that's cool. So it's called Friendship Lab. Like, are these all over the place?
Yeah, they're building in popularity in Mike's. And they say that the feedback from the women is that it's a relief. It's not...
But I'm like, thank you for the night off.
Yeah, so the guys were afraid that it was turning them into wimps. That they're not wimps. It's just making them more emotionally available and present.
Why would having friends and knowing how to communicate with people make you a wimp?
Yeah. I don't know. This is the kind of thing that
a wimp to me is someone who is afraid to do things by themselves. Yeah. That's my idea of a wimp. Like things that are like normal and simple, like, hey, you know, so like go to a movie by yourself. Don't be scared about that kind of thing. Or like take out the garbage by yourself. That's kind of interesting.
Take out the garbage by yourself?
Yeah, some people are freaked out by that.
Taking the garbage out? Mm-hmm. What?
I guess it depends on where you are. I don't know what these garbage places are like. But, like, taking out the garbage is a thing that I've noticed a lot of people are, like, either they don't want to do it or they're uncomfortable doing it. Just take it out.
Just take it out and come back in.
And just come back in. Leave the door propped open if you have to.
I don't know. I can't think of any situation I won't do by myself.
And sometimes I'm like, I'd rather go by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind going for a drink by myself, clearly. I don't mind going for a meal by myself. That doesn't bother me at all. I don't mind going to the movies by myself. Sometimes I quite enjoy it. Generally, the movies I like to watch are so shit.
Yeah.
That nobody wants to go. You know?
Yeah.
I don't mind being alone.
Yeah.
So. I need the opposite group. I need the group where I just go sit in a room by myself for an hour.
That's your group therapy.
Yeah, that's my group therapy. That was great. Thank you.
All right, but this is good. So it helps guys open up and realize that emotions and sharing and communication is not a...
They're all right.
Yeah.
We're down with it. So I want to give a true tale from Dirk Empire.
Tales.
If you will open it up for me.
Oh my gosh. Tales from the Campfire is a segment wherein we retell a ghost story, a scary story, a myth, a legend.
Fake lore, folklore.
Urban legend.
Yeah. Tales of the paranormal.
Yeah, anything scary.
Yeah.
Here around the digital campfire. So.
Gather around. So this one comes out of Bishopsville, South Carolina. And it's about the fabled Bishopsville swamp creature known as Lizard Man.
Oh!
Have you heard about Lizard Man?
I think so, but I...
He's been around for a while.
Yes.
So Sarah, a Sumter woman. So I guess Sumter is near Bishopville, but it's not Bishopville.
Okay.
She's a Sumter woman who says she went to church with a friend Sunday morning, stepped out of the sanctuary, That sounds like a nice church. I've never referred to a church as a sanctuary before.
My sanctuary.
Yeah.
Church.
Stepped out of the church, to see Lizard Man running down along the tree line. So she took out her phone and she says, my hand to God, I'm not making this up. She whips out her phone and took a picture of it. She says they were about a mile or so away from a place called Scape or Swamp, which is apparently where a lizard man likes to hang out.
Oh.
This is back in May. So, and then another man who saw, it's called the Lizard Man Monday Morning. What? Oh, no, Lizard Man. Sorry, not Lizard Man Monday Morning. Sounds like a John Denver song.
Lizard Man Monday Morning.
Another man who asked not to be identified submitted a short video of what he also felt was a lizard man. So another man who did not want to be identified said that he saw a lizard man on a Monday morning running around. He said he took the video back in May while he was coon hunting.
Oh, I know.
But he kept its existence quiet. And then he saw this woman's lizard man story, like locally.
Well, what does lizard man look like? Are you going to get to that?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. Okay. And it gave him the courage to send in the video. So now there's a video of lizard man too. Though my wife believes me that it's real. She said she'd be really embarrassed, but like keep it a secret. So he put the video out there and say, it's a 20-second video. The photographer is behind a tree. A dark figure with what appears to be a long tail walks by.
Oh.
So that's what Lizard Man is. It's a dark figure with a... Then the video stops because the Lizard Man turns to look towards the camera.
Oh.
And then the camera dude bolted.
Oh,
no. He was like, forget about it, basically.
I would too.
So he said, if you're wondering, I absolutely believe it's real. I don't know if it's the same thing that you posted, but it's in this scape or swamp area where Lizard Man has been sighted for the past 3 decades.
Oh.
Kind of hanging around here. There's a lot of local lore surrounding a reptilian humanoid. The first sighting was in the summer of 1988, and it's known as the Davis sighting. Because you know they have to give these names.
Yeah.
Named after Christopher Davis, who was a 17-year-old who stopped on a road at 2 a.m. in the morning to change a tire.
Oh.
He heard noises and turned to see a 7-foot beast charging at him.
Charging?
So he ran for safety. When the lizard, he ran into his car. The lizard man then jumped on the roof of the car as Davis tried to drive away. There were scratch marks on the roof and one of the side mirrors was damaged and the legend was born. Or he messed up mom's car.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
A lizard man attacked me.
It was a lizard man. It really wasn't me partying.
Yes, at all.
Turning the car over.
It was, yeah.
Not at all. It was lizard man.
It was
mom.
Lizard man.
Mom, I had a lizard man Monday morning. That's what it was.
They said they made a plaster cast of the mythical beast claws somehow. They're $1 million reward if they capture a lizard man alive. You know, that's not going to happen. They might as well make it $3 million.
And if it's dead, good, $50.
Yeah, $50 for a dead lizard man. First sighting was in the late 80s, and then since then, the lizard man kind of trailed off.
Okay.
So one of the last alleged encounters before this one happened in 2011 when a Bishopsville couple reported that their car had been mauled at night, which is weird. Mauled?
My car was mauled.
My car was mauled.
No, your car, you got into an accident and you don't want to.
You got into an accident or someone did something to your vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know. The encounter came about the same time that a team of College of Charleston professors. So a team of professors.
Oh.
Boarded a bus bound for Bishopville.
I see them like in a Hummer, like the A-Team. Yes. And it, you know, there's space.
But it's professors.
I know, professors. So one's the hot professor.
So it's a lot of corduroys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like nonprofit suits.
Yeah.
And then kind of balding and maybe skullets.
Yeah.
Which is with a ponytail. So they said they went to track down the beast and then they found teeth marks in the metal of their bus and saliva.
All right.
I don't even want to know what that was. Not interested.
You know, something, okay.
There's a book out now if anyone's interested called Lizard Man, The True Story of the Bishopsville Monster. It hasn't been seen in a while now, but they say it might be in the swampy waters around Bishopsville. Why Lizard Man?
Because it was a humanoid with a tail.
But like, it has to be a really long tail for me to accept as Lizard Man. Do you know what I mean?
Why not Chameleon Charlie?
Chameleon Chuck?
Yeah.
The Cash. So that's my tale from Dirk Campfire.
Well, that's a good one. But this is...
The Lizard Man of Bishopsville.
You know what? The thing is, these guys are the ones that are making the sightings.
Yeah.
If it was a woman, they'd be like, you're just making stuff up.
But I don't think a woman would say it was Lizard Man.
Yeah.
Like, I think a woman would come up with something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Or she would just get in her car and fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have time to. But this woman, these two women who are coming out of church, so they saw Lizard Man running along the tree line.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing it's a hunter dragging something. No? One of these coon hunters they keep talking about so much?
Somebody well endowed walking backwards.
So, yes. A very lucky man.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bringing it.
I'm just exploring all the possibilities.
You're just trying to be without. It's not Lizard Man at all.
No.
Dong Man is out there. Running along the tree line of your soul. All right, what do you have?
I have some advice.
Dong Man. So Advice on Advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we want to improve upon it by giving our advice on the advice. Hence, Advice on Advice.
My daughter is an 18-year-old freshman in college.
Okay.
She told me that she has a 22-year-old boyfriend who is not in school and not working.
Good for her.
And that...
It means he has a job? Oh, he's not working?
No, he's not working. Okay. He's not in school. He's 22.
Does he have a car, at least?
That she likes him and he gives her his full attention.
Okay.
Should I be concerned because of his age, that he did not graduate from college and is not working? Also, I have a plan to meet him. Is that a good idea?
I mean, the way she says that, it doesn't sound like it's a plan with the daughter and the boyfriend.
Yeah,
it sounds
yeah.
like she has her own plan.
Yeah.
That she's going to jump out of the ha-cha!
Yeah. Oh.
Uh-huh. Are you the 22-year-old that's with no job who gives my daughter full attention?
Oh, God.
Okay, so she's 18, he's 22. I don't see a problem.
Okay. Oh, then it's signed, Concerned Parent.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, this is from Dr. M. I don't know who Dr. M is.
Dr. M.
All right, dear concerned parent, of course your daughter's boyfriend has time to give full attention to her since he's not in school and not working.
Okay. That's not really what it's, I don't think that's what she means by full attention. I think she means that someone's actually listening to her and, you know what I mean, is interested in what's going on in her life.
It's a good idea to meet your daughter's boyfriend as long as your daughter knows about your plan, just like you were saying.
Yes.
Maybe you'll discover more about what your daughter finds attractive in this man. Maybe you'll learn that he is working on starting a business or looking actively for a job.
Really? Maybe you'll just think, yeah, she's 18.
She's 18.
When
if
you're
someone
18,
is giving you attention.
But also, like, she's not planning on being with this guy for the rest of her life. It's some dude off campus that she can have sex with.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
that? Exactly. On the other hand, if meeting him makes you more concerned than before, then you'll have to talk honestly with your daughter explaining why you're worried.
Mm-hmm. And then she can say, look, I'm an adult now.
Yeah. But don't push too hard or you may end up strengthening her bond with this guy as a way for her to show you that she is independent.
Wow. I mean, I feel like, look, I don't know what kind of relationship a lot of people have had, but I kind of kept my sex life to myself.
Yeah.
When I was in college, that was the whole point of the whole thing. I was like, I'm 18. I'm doing what I want with what I have.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of nice that she told her mother that she was dating. Because I didn't tell my mom I was dating anyone until I was about to get married the first time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, this is none of your business.
Right. Well, if this girl is living at home and then she's bringing the guy around.
Then that's different.
So like, yeah.
But
yeah.
This, I'm assuming that she's like, because if the mother has to make a plan to meet him, I'm assuming that they're not hanging around her that much.
And I think the idea, it's a 22-year-old guy with nothing going on.
Yeah.
But that happens at that age.
What do you want from people? He should be a captain of industry.
Yeah, right.
You know, he should be running as... I've had several .coms in my past by 22.
Isn't that like the 50 Shades of Grey? The guy's 26 and he's like a multimillionaire.
He's that young?
Yeah, that's what the thing is. He's that young. And he's like...
I didn't know that. I thought it was about an older man.
Oh, no.
Because he's wealthy and he looked quite boring from what I could see.
Oh,
and I thought the gray was about like gray flannel or he's a little bit older, you know, salt and pepper.
No,
it's about some young dude who has an assload of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that sexy? He's just like a dick.
Because he has his own little playroom.
Like American Psycho.
Yeah.
He had his own little playroom.
You know, it was funny. Yeah. The thing is, this guy has a lot of money, so it's called a playroom. But if he didn't have a lot of money and he had this room, it's called like a dungeon.
Yeah, it's called a dungeon. A playroom. What about a broke brother who just wants to get freaky?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's wrong with that? Because the guy has a lot of money, it's okay, right?
Yeah, the broke guy who has like the shower rod curtain.
Yeah.
In the living room.
He's like I just got a couple rubber bands. We're going to make it work.
He's like, here, this is my playroom. Pushes the curtain back.
He has like some feathers. He just pulled off a pigeon on the way home.
Yeah,
He's going to use that.
That right. Yeah, a rubber band and he snaps.
Exactly.
Snaps it at her.
Instead of a whip, he just has like a string.
Yeah.
Piece of yarn. I'll just fling this at you. Use your imagination.
Yeah. Instead of like, yeah, instead of kind of a leather.
A pleather?
A leather. No, he's like a shoe.
Or I was thinking, you know, those things that at the airport, you put your name and information inside of like fake pleather piece that goes on your luggage. Just use that.
A luggage tag?
Yeah. Just use a luggage tag as a paddle. Be fine. Maybe a keychain. A fob. Yeah. Make it work. Yeah. It's all about your imagination. It's two shades of gray.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Okay. So we've trounced this advice. / created a new genre.
Yeah.
I like it.
I can't wait for our movie to come out.
Two shades of gray.
On a budget.
Yes. One of which is brought by you. I only have one shade. Together we'll have two. So I have some barnyard news. This is about an animal that should be outside, but it is not.
It should be outside, but it's not.
It's not.
Do I get to guess?
It's the first three words.
I say ferret.
The American bison.
Oh, what?
The American bison. It says here, stands along the bald eagle as a national symbol. So I'm imagining it's probably also in danger. Okay. Earlier this month, President Obama signed into law the National Bison Legacy Act, which designates bison as our official mammal.
All right.
Whatever.
This is the official mammal of the United States.
Yeah. So apparently there's a woman.
I like a bison burger.
Well, this is part of the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
No other indigenous species tells America's story better than this noble creature. It says its strength and Native American culture, which we try to destroy, and boundless Western wilderness, which we've also tried to destroy. So apparently this woman has a bison as a pet, and she'd be keeping it in her home.
All right.
It's house trained.
Oh, it goes to the bathroom?
It weighs 1,000 pounds.
It goes to the bathroom
outside.
Okay. I was going to say,
it does not go to the bathroom.
And
the
bathroom. Some kind of toilet that you have to have for a bison.
So it's 1,000 pounds, and the owner, Miss Chauve, Karen Chauve, has named it Bullet.
All right.
And says Bullet has a great personality. The bison likes to stare at the fish tank, which makes her nervous. Last week, she ate the Mother's Day flowers. And her owner is unhappy with it. So now they're trying to... They had a bunch of other animals and they're getting rid of it. So she put up an ad on Craigslist that said, tame housebroken buffalo cow, $5,900.
What?
Cash only. No trades. As if.
what would be a fair trade for a bison?
I don't know. Half a dozen horses, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Maybe a couple of cows. I have no idea. So she's had Bullet, the bison, for 5 years.
I take a few goats.
She also has two ponies, one named Bam Bam and the other named Deuteronomy. So the reason why this woman is giving up the bison is because she works full-time as a court reporter. And she says she can't spend all day taking care of this small herd that she has.
Yeah.
She said, the best thing for me is to get everybody a home, especially Bullet, because she deserves the best. I think we're glossing over the fact, though, that this woman, like, I looked at the pictures. It's a bison in her living room. It's not, you're thinking this as outside, yeah, an outdoor bison?
I'm still thinking of like a baby bison.
It's 1,000 pounds.
That's big.
1,000 pounds.
I wonder how tall it is.
From the picture, it was maybe like, at the shoulders, looked to be about 5 feet tall.
Doesn't it like to roam around? Doesn't it need to be outside?
They like to stampede. Yeah. They like to roam. That's how bison do. This bison is just all by itself.
She says it has a good personality. What are the attributes of a bison?
I don't know. It just says she's good, hardy stock. And she's not a sissy longhorn. Apparently, they have a problem with longhorn steer. I don't know. What kind of people are these, right?
Okay.
So,
surprised people aren't more up in arms about this.
Bullet apparently isn't the only house bison. Some people have them in their homes. It's not a really unusual thing, I guess, in the middle of the country, mm-hmm, the part that we fly over. I guess. I have no idea.
I could see them having them on their property.
No, these are like literally in the house. Like there's a picture of like, you know, her living room.
Mm-hmm.
And then just over on the side, it's just Cash, this bison standing there. So apparently they like to be around people. They consider people to be a part of their herd. They will, I guess, roam with you.
Okay.
From living room to hallway.
Well, you know, have you ever been around cows? It's kind of neat to be around something so big like that.
Yeah, outside. I mean, yeah, I grew outside. Up around a, you know, dairy farm. So they're saying here that bison, although beloved, can be very dangerous, especially in the wild. apparently in the last couple of years, there's been an increase of bison attacks on people taking selfies with them in Yellowstone. So people are coming up to bison, and I could just imagine that everything is cool until there's like a click and a flash, and then it's like, it's on.
Yes.
So people are getting attacked by them. It says that you can train them to do their business outside, which is weird because I think they should probably be outside anyway. You can also train cows to do their business outside as well so that there's less mess in the house.
Yeah.
It says wild buffalo prefer to roam in maternal groups with women only. So if you're going to have a bison in your home, you know, a guy shouldn't really be present there. It should be like a woman-centered space,
really?
I guess.
Okay.
Because that's what they do. And so the woman found a place for her to go, but she was concerned that someone would try to put her with a herd because that's really not really how Bullet rolls.
Bullet doesn't do that.
Bullet likes to be around people.
Yeah.
And she likes to have her own space. She had offers from petting zoos. She turned that down. Roadside attractions. Turned that down. People from California, Texas want to do it. Ted Nugent, the Nuge.
Well, the Nuge is going to slice up Bullet and serve her up.
It's going to be between two buns.
Yeah.
Before the end of the day.
Yeah.
And someone offered $10,000 for the bison.
Oh.
And she said no. So she found a woman to take the bison, and they agreed that they would not put the bison in a barn, that the bison would be allowed to be in a house once again. So that is a barnyard news.
So they say. I think that that's going to be.
I think they're going to eat it. Yeah, why do I feel like, because I was reading this article, and I just had such, you know, my prejudice. I'm thinking that these are, like, awful people. Just the other things that they said about themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they care so much about this bison, but I bet you if you were, like, starving in front of their house, they'd piss on you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of, like...
Yeah. And, of course, and we all heard the story about the little baby bison that somebody... They were in... some tourists were driving through Yellowstone, and they saw this little sickly bison and put it in their car and took a picture. And then tried to take it back out, and the mother, you know, didn't want it.
Of course, so, because you had your dirty hands all over, and it was sick. It's probably supposed to die.
Yeah, yeah. And so
there's wolves out there who are like, "What the hell?"
The park rangers had to euthanize it.
Of course,
and everybody went just bananas. I won't rehash the entire story.
I don't understand why people think that's an appropriate thing to do. Like, there's a sick. Is that a cat or a dog? It's a bison. It's done. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
they put it in their car
and took a picture. And then posted it, like, oh, look, we got it.
Why? Yeah. That sounds like theft.
They said that they were going to take it to the park ranger because they thought it was sick and needed help.
But they couldn't just call the park ranger?
Right. So that was part of the problem.
Also, don't they just let them die?
That was part of the big discussion. Hey, why didn't you call? Why didn't you leave it there?
I'm going to grab it and put it in my car.
Why'd you take a picture? Why'd you do this? All these things.
So bizarre. Yeah. All right. So barnyard news.
Yeah. It should be in the barn.
I got to show you this
picture. But I still think ferrets should be outside, too.
Yeah, they stink.
Yeah.
Like... I think ferrets think they should be outside, too, right? All right, what do you have?
Well,
I am ready for this.
Well, the periodic table of elements just got a little more crowded.
Oh, no. What's on it? Creponium?
There's four new elements.
Oh, really? Okay, what
are
they?
Four new elements, and they're...
Let me just say for the record, I don't remember all the old elements, so...
I had a song to remember the elements... Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluoron, neon, silicone. I forget those. That means I forget those elements, and then I went to silicone, and then I forget everything else.
That's a terrible song. Is that the bridge?
Yeah.
And women over 40. Beryllium. Okay.
I remember silicone.
That's an important one.
All right. So anyway, they discovered four new elements.
Where? I feel like they probably had to hash this one out.
Yeah, and they were invited to propose the names. They can only name them after certain things, after a scientist, a location, and a handful of other things. And for some reason,
there's no like snatchtonium. You know, something ridiculous. Mantisite.
Oh, here, right in front of me. Here it says here. The names have to keep with the longstanding tradition of being named after a mythological concept.
Okay.
A character.
Raisonium.
A mineral or similar substance, a place, a geographical region, or a property of an element or a scientist.
Who came up with this? That's so limited.
Okay. So that's the criteria for coming up with a new name for an element.
Okay.
So the elements are nihonium, moscovium, Tennessine.
That doesn't even sound right. Tennessine.
And Oganesson.
Ew.
I know.
What was the first one? Hyponium?
Nihonium.
Nihonium.
And that's named, Nihon is another way to say Japan, because it was discovered in Japan.
So Nihonium, with a P?
Nihonium.
Nihonium. Okay. What is the metal? Like, what does it do?
It's element number 113.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And a lot of these elements, these...
That's what all, I wanted to know.
Okay.
113, thank you.
Well, all four of the elements are not found in nature, and they were synthetically created in laboratories.
Okay, they should be on... Yeah, so they're on the special part of the table. Yeah, they're on the kids'
right,
table.
But they're... And they only are active for, like, a tenth of a second or something like that. It's like...
Slash
so
in
I'm
the
just
pan.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
But apparently they can be. They decay extremely quickly.
Why
don't
they call
quickly.
It, like, quicktonium or something?
Yeah, right.
New York Minidonium.
Yeah. And so I'm like, why even bother if they're only
who cares?
Active for like a second and then they decay and then...
Because they got to get something on there. People are losing interest in the periodic table. Yeah. It's got to expand. Nihonium? Say them again. Nihonium?
Nihonium.
What was it? Tennessonium? Tennessine.
Tennessine because it was discovered in... Tennessee.
Okay.
Of all places.
And you couldn't get more specific with that?
It's Oak Ridge National Laboratory, Vanderbilt University, and the University of Tennessee in Knoxville worked together.
To come up with Tennessine.
Yeah, on a super heavy element research and synthesis using the Oak Ridge High Flux Isotope Reactor.
I'm thinking the Oak Ridge Boys as in play me some mountain music. They could have called it Mountonium.
Yeah, right.
Something awesome. Something that represents.
Or some Papa Mau Mau Atonium.
Pop. And then for short, oomp.
Yeah, oomponium.
Oomponium.
Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes.
Okay, listeners, if you don't know the classic Oak Ridge Boys song, this Elvira. Elvira, the catchy hook onto that was Giddy Up, oom papa, mau mau.
Yeah.
Giddy Up, yeah.
So you could call it oomponium.
Yeah. Another one.
Or Bodacious Tautoniums after Elvira herself.
Yeah, right. And then there was Moscovium, which is in Moscow. Great.
Great. You're like a... Oof. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
And the fourth one, what is it?
The Nihonium.
No, there's Oganesson.
What? I mean, you can't even say that. What is that?
Oganesson.
What does it mean? We don't know. We need our own Hyconium. Hykeonium.
Hykeonium. Yeah, the other one. What is this last one here? Oh, that's the last name of a scientist. That's why.
Okay.
It's boring.
It doesn't really tell us anything.
Professor Yuri Oganesson.
Oh, nice try, buddy. No, your name will not be known throughout the ages.
Yeah, so we've got three locations and one scientist. All for elements that just are here for a quick second.
Like a millisecond, like a nanosecond. So I have, as I threatened earlier, to tell you about this shrimp.
They're
always taking cues from the natural world on how to build robots that will destroy us all. Mm-hmm. And this one is, this week, researchers from the University of California, Riverside, and Purdue University revealed that the mantis shrimp is the focus of a study to develop new materials. So most people have never seen a mantis shrimp in an aquarium because they have such a hard armor and the cell structure that they can, with their little claw, they can exert 10,000 G force. So that's like shooting a .22 caliber bullet. And they can crack pretty much any aquarium you try to put it in and get out.
Wow.
So it's a fist-like appendage used by the shrimp to attack prey. They're calling it a dactyl club. They kind of come up with something better than that. A dactyl club is an unusual herringbone structure with an outer layer that allows its quote-unquote fist to so the fist can hit hard, and it can withstand the force of the strike. So it doesn't get hurt. But the thing that's it's hitting get hurt. And it uses it to smash through crabs.
Oh, nice.
To kill them.
I would like one at my place setting to crack open a lobster.
But you wouldn't just crack open the lobster. You crack open the lobster, the table.
Oh, okay.
Like in everything around it.
But if
it's like Hulk smash.
Okay, if it was in a glass case and it broke out, then what could it do? It lies there on the floor.
It just go yell, now! I don't know. Start waving its hand around. It just doesn't want to be held down.
Okay.
It just doesn't want to be in the aquarium. So the herringbone structure of the dactyl club, that they're calling it, It protects it from failure, but enables it to inflict damage upon prey by transferring more momentum upon the impact. So, like, if you punch somebody, they try to, you know, when you're a kid, they try to teach you how to punch somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
And they try to teach you to punch in a way that's not going to hurt your fist.
Right.
I never mastered that.
That's right. Thumb out.
Yeah.
Thumb on the outside.
So, basically, they're trying to take this, and the Air Force, his Office of Scientific Research, is very interested mm-hmm. in developing this for armor, obviously.
Oh, sure.
So they're trying to mimic the design and the shell of this thing, to make basically, it looks, sounds like here, like a big ass club to like bust chops with.
Yeah. All right.
Like I have no idea.
It doesn't
scare me. They made a helmet
me.
Out of it.
It doesn't scare me. It just...
Not yet. But here's what I'm saying. They're going to put this on the end of that dog sized mantis robot.
Oh.
And so the little dog sized mantis robot is going to be able to walk over to something like a rock and just pap. And break it into.
Wow.
So they're trying. So that's what they're working on right now. They're analyzing the mantis shrimp, and they're going to fabricate a herringbone structure using 3D materials, synthetic materials, and a 3D printer to make a billy club that's going to Hulk smash
everything. Can you eat the shrimp?
I don't know. I've never, like, I've known about the mantis shrimp. I have never been known, like, I've never eaten one. I didn't know you could get it on the menu. They seem pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that you don't want in your net.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Because if it can, seriously, if it can smash through, like, a crab shell, like, they're really tough one, like a Dungeness crab, mm-hmm. a really thick crab shell, imagine what it could do to you.
Yeah, in your boat.
Yeah. If you, can you imagine? Just a tiny, there's a tiny hole in our boat.
Yeah.
Oh. And smash through. I have no idea. Bizarre.
Oh,
so
that's weird.
They're using the mantis shrimp to make some kind of armor that I think is going to be on the mantis robot. Mm-hmm. And all hell's going to break loose.
All right.
I would love to see a shrimp in an aquarium break out.
I would like to see that. But the thing is, it's just going to lie there.
But what was
I'm
gonna,
out.
What was going to do now anyway? You know?
I just don't want to be in there.
Yeah, I just don't want to be in there.
I
will smash all of you.
Yeah.
I will smash everyone here.
You know, there's a whole vampire culture.
Still?
People still, yeah, or have this thing that they say the vampire is, and it's just like kind of role-playing, I guess.
I thought that went away, like, when we got out of college. I remember a lot of people being into it, but it's still around. Okay.
It's still around, yeah.
Old school.
So, on that, is it safe to drink blood? What if you really did drink blood?
Who's
is it
blood?
Safe? Blood. I don't know.
I'm going to say no. I'll drink my own. That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe my husband's.
Well, it's sucking blood isn't just fiction.
That's how they start off.
Yeah, in 2011, a 19-year-old Texas man named Lyle Bensley allegedly broke into a woman's apartment and bit her on the neck.
Uh-huh.
This was not bedroom play-acting between lovers.
You think?
He claimed to be a centuries-old vampire who would need blood to stay alive. The mm-hmm. woman escaped, called the police, and Lyle was arrested.
She should have put a stake through his heart. What? That's, you're saying you're a vampire. I'm saying I'm a vampire hunter.
Yeah, so this is, they led the story with this. Why
okay.
Why did we have to even hear that? But is it safe to drink blood?
Yeah. But is it safe to drink blood is the part. Like, let's not be juvenile.
Yeah.
Let's get past that part. Katie, but is it safe?
In very small amounts, say a few teaspoons.
Where are you getting a few teaspoons of blood from?
And if the blood is free from pathogens, such as the many blood-borne diseases, blood might not harm you. Beyond mm-hmm. that, watch out.
I feel like blood is like 50% diseases you shouldn't put in your mouth.
God,
when, like, whatever
why
else.
Why are you going to take the time to screen it?
But they're saying, but I like the idea that they're like, you know what, a couple of teaspoons, don't get nuts.
Yeah. Because
a light aperitif.
The strange fact is, this article is terrible, blood, when drank, is toxic. When confined to places where blood is supposed to be, such as the heart vessels and so on, it's essential for life.
But yeah, in my body.
When ingested, it's a different story. Of course, all toxins have doses, and just a tiny bit of a poison won't necessarily harm you, but the more you eat or drink, the greater the danger.
I'm still stuck on this a couple of teaspoons.
Yeah, because the blood is so rich in iron,
mm-hmm.
the body has difficulty excreting excess iron. Any animal that consumes blood regularly runs the risk of an iron
really?
Overdose.
I have an iron deficiency, so you might help a sister out.
Mm-hmm.
I just need a teaspoon.
Yeah.
A teaspoon of blood.
Yeah, so if you have too much iron, it can cause problems like liver damage, buildup of fluid in lungs, dehydration, low blood pressure,
so
and nervous disorders.
The reason I shouldn't drink your blood is because it might have too much iron in it, is what
yeah.
you're trying to tell me.
It's going
to
hurt you.
And not because you don't want me taking it out of your body.
Right.
What were you Googling? They're going to come to your house.
I know, right?
Like, it's just a teaspoon.
Yeah, yeah. But then they said... Some of the people say that oxygen and iron-enriched substance give them energy, and none of the drinkers interviewed by Browning have any ill effects. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, they
don't just gloss over that.
Yeah, they apparently interviewed several people who admitted to drinking blood.
Okay. How much blood would these people drink? Were they knocking it? Are they coming home after a long day at work and be like, oof, yeah, just knocking the edge off?
They just didn't say. But then these people that drank it say, well, bats drink it. And it's just like the bats are different than humans.
Well, I mean,
bats are. Yes, they are.
Yes,
why
they do drink it. But it's like,
yeah.
That's your symbol. Bats drink it.
The argument was bats drink it, so why can't we? It's like,
I don't even know where to go.
I know.
I don't have a snarky comment follow-up for
fish
that.
Can breathe underwater.
Bats drink it.
Why can't we?
Why can't we?
It's like, oh,
I don't know.
How's that?
Yeah.
We don't know. Just don't do it.
That's not a really good, you're not convincing me with bats do it.
Yeah. And they ended this awful article by saying, if you're thinking of sampling human blood, make sure there's
Think
a doctor
again.
Handy for you.
I'm sorry. What doctor is going to facilitate this?
Yeah.
Who is still, certified as a doctor? Like, can I just call my regular general practitioner and be like, look, I'm thinking about drinking a little blood. Yeah. Mind getting over here?
Yeah.
Screen this blood really quickly. You better know whose blood you're drinking, people. Silly. That's all I have to say. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
So I just want to give a quick penis news.
Okay.
Since we have a few minutes. Penis news is a segment where I like to report on dicks in the news, scrotum stories, ball updates, if you will.
Okay.
This is a story I've been following for quite some time, mm-hmm. but I wasn't ready to bring it in. Because, I like to have my background. So apparently there was a young man from Edinburgh named Muhammad Abad. He's 44. And when he was younger, he had a horrible car accident where his dick was ripped off.
Oh.
And one ball.
Oh.
So we have one ball left.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
It's horrible. So, but they were able to, with the technology that we have now, to give him a penis.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he'd married a woman because he said it was traditional as a part of his culture. And he didn't tell the woman that he didn't have a penis. But because they were traditional, I guess he, could get away with it before the marriage.
Yeah.
But after a while, she was like, hey, what's going on here? And after 3 years, she finally was like, you know what? I'm out of here. Not because he didn't have a penis, but because he lied.
Yeah.
And she was expecting to have, a penis.
Yeah. Yeah.
And use it. So he finally got a penis a replacement. It cost £70,000. He got it back in 2012.
the prices are very different now.
Prices are different. In 2012, it was £70,000. Apparently, it was too big.
What?
So he worked with a sex worker who works with people who have developmental issues.
Okay.
And physical issues. And, she waived her usual pound, was $160 fee, £160 fee, and was like, freebie.
I'll throw you a freebie.
I'll throw you a good one.
Yeah.
And apparently, it was too big. So now, this poor guy, after having gone through all of this stuff, getting the penis on.
It was too big
on,
for who?
Whatever,
for her?
For her. What? Now he's getting it reduced. I'm like, did you try someone else?
Try somebody else.
Like,
what, just because one woman says it's too big?
But this is what happened.
Yeah, but you know what?
He doesn't have a lot of experience.
This is also, this is a sex worker talking, saying, hey, man, that's pretty
it's
big.
It's really big.
Yeah.
Right? And people be like, no, it's not too big. Well, she said it was huge.
She said it was huge. So I got to get this small.
That's what the 160 is for.
Yeah.
She tells everybody that.
Everybody hears
she doesn't
that.
Care if it's, 2 inches or a yard, rock like, hard, or if it's sagging.
Yeah.
You get the same thing.
Yeah.
So now
he's going to get the story. That's the biggest member I've ever seen.
It's huge. I have to go in the other room.
Yeah.
So now he's saying he's getting it reduced from
can
the
somebody
8
talk to him? Can somebody go and talk to him
someone
and just
give him this podcast?
Yeah.
And just say that's a standard for someone who's a sex worker who's facilitating you having a good time.
Yeah.
And this was his first time ever having sex. So she was probably really, putting it on, trying to make him feel good.
Yeah.
So now I guess he feels like it's got to get taken down a peg. And I don't know. If I were the doctors, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
You should be lucky to have it. I wish I had an 8-inch dick.
Yeah, somebody's got to talk
Someone has to know. So it says 4 years ago he had this
Nobody's
surgery.
Nobody's going to give, attach a penis to somebody that's too big.
Yeah. It's impossible. It is impossible. You could put another leg and I'd be like, no, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. Deal with it.
Yeah, right.
Deal with it. So He has, they made it using skin from his forearm that they rolled up like a sausage roll, they say, which is the worst. Why would you say that?
I just had to look away.
Yes. But they made it from his own, you know, from flesh and stuff from his own body. And it inflates, it works. And they were able to get his remaining testicle had like a few sperm in it. So they're trying to harvest that out just in case he wants to have kids.
Oh, okay.
So it turns out to be a happy story for him in the end, except that, yeah. He's just taking what she said too far.
Yes.
She was just trying to be like, oh, it's so big. It's so huge.
Yeah, you're amazing.
You're amazing.
Yeah.
It's just 8 inches. Get over yourself. Muhammad Abad. So that's my penis news.
Very nice.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks. God. Did you see that movie?
Yes, it did.
It was on HBO. I tried to watch it, and then my brain said no.
Oh, no.
I couldn't.
You can see. No, go ahead and see it.
Because they're not sexy.
They're not sexy at all. But Dakota Johnson is okay. Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson's daughter.
I get it. These are two actors I don't like.
Right.
And they've made a third actor I don't like, apparently.
She just is so much like her mother.
Really?
It's funny for me to watch.
What other?
I like it like your mother.
What other work has she done?
I don't know.
That's.
I have no idea. But she acts like her. You just see her.
So the young man that's pictured he's Mr. Gray.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was like Mr. Gray's assistant or like the guy who really wants to be with her, but he's too young and he doesn't know what's going on in the bedroom.
That's Mr. Gray.
He at 26 years old. He's putting it on her, huh?
Yeah, and
impressive. When did he start?
Actually, it was her roommate that had to go for an interview with him for the college magazine, but she had a cold.
So she didn't get whipped.
So she got her roommate to go, and her roommate's like, oh.
And then they started a whirlwind freaky romance.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I'll give it a second shot.